just learning to dress himself, his mother would bring him the clothes and say,
put them on.
Or, and as she would hand them to him, she would say,
what you're trying to say, Rick?
Well, it doesn't matter. If I ask you if you think Ray Blanton will be elected senator, you might or you might not say, no, I don't think so. But like many people who do.
Very many people.
Sentence out of that you would say, but what many people who do. If I said,
you want me to say the majority of people thinks you will be elected?
Yeah, that's fine. That's probably what you'd say. If you saw a boy on the street, he was afraid of you, you might say to him, don't cry,
don't hurt you.
How would you get somebody, if you were having an argument, how would you get somebody to convince somebody to know that you were right in what you were saying? What would you say to them? Some political issue with one of your friends, and you just knew that what you were saying made more sense than what your friend was saying. You'd say, well, we say, I'm right. But if you're asking them, you'd say, I'm right.
Asking him to agree with you? Is that what you're trying to do? Try to convince him, is that what you're trying to do?
Can you think of anything you might say to say, some sentence you might use? If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, what?
Reminiscing.
What might you say? And then you were reminiscing and you say, boy, what might be good old days? Would you ever say, them were the good old days? Would you say that?
I'd say they were the good old days.
If I said, did you just slam the door? You'd say, no. It
closed.
Or, if I said, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You'd say, no. It
wasn't me.
If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she would take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
A little girl has on a very becoming dress. You might say, my, what a
pretty dress.
And suppose you remark to her mother, well, Susie's